And now, the Friday Play.
Around him, the cathedral arches of St. Pancras Station flung themselves upwards into the London fog. Beside him, the Flying Scotsman hissed and smoked and growled its impatience. He stood, gazing anxiously down the platform, but there was no sign of pursuit. And any minute now, the noble engine would begin its long pull northwards, from the dark southern sprawl to the wild, clean uplands of the north. For the moment, he was safe.
Quickstage Railway Corporation regrets to announce that due to operating difficulties in the Plymouth area, the 8:20 Dumfries service will be 30 minutes late departing. We are sorry for any customer inconvenience this may cause.
Oh, bugger!
The John Button Weekend by Robin Brooks.
Hello, cappuccino, espresso, double espresso, latte, latte grande, mocha.
Cup of tea.
No tea.
Toasted tea cake?
Eh?
Never mind.
Is there anyone sitting here?
Sorry? No.
Did you hear that announcement?
The Dumfries train?
Yeah.
It's delayed half an hour.
Oh, that's great. I've got to make this connection to Newton Stewart.
His glance took in a slim, boyish girl who carried herself with an athletic grace. Going to Newton Stewart? Could she be connected with the organization? As she settled in her seat, he suddenly saw the book. The coincidence was too great.
I say, are you a Buchan fan? I couldn't help noticing in...
What?
Your book, John Buchan, The 39th Step.
I'm just finishing it. I think it's brilliant.
You must read some more. There's several more with the same hero, with Richard Hannay. Buchan tends to go in and out of print a bit, but you can track them down. I've got first editions of some of them.
I think he's great.
So, are you on the run?
On the run?
For murder?
No.
Oh. For a minute I thought... You see, I am...
Are you?
Well, not really. I didn't do it.
Oh, that's all right then.
It's just a holiday.
Strange sort of holiday.
Well, I just thought for a moment that going to Newton Stewart that you might be on the John Buchan weekend.
The what?
It's a bit hard to explain.
Well, I'm not doing anything for the next 26 minutes. I tell you what, why don't we get on the train and then you can tell me all about it.
The girl leaned forward, fascinated. What strange tale could this quiet-looking man have to tell? Her bright eyes fixed on his with rapt attention as he spun, span, pitched his yarn.
It was late last night. I was sitting in my flat, just quietly reading, and then there was this woman at the door. Very beautiful.
Oh, yes.
I wasn't expecting anything. I was just sitting reading.
Adventure, he said, and laughed carelessly. I've knocked about the world, and I've learnt a thing or two about adventure. Remember what Kipling says about romance bringing up the 9:15? Maybe you'll find adventure with the Bolsheviks, or on a pirate junk in the Sulu Sea. But if you go looking for it, as like as not, you'll find adventure in your own backyard. Oh.
May I come in?
I...
Please, just for a moment.
Well, I suppose...
Could you lock it?
Lock it?
Please.
What's the matter? Is someone bothering you?
Please, don't turn on the light. Can you draw the curtains?
Oh. Ah, I think I'm being a bit slow. How clever. I mean, what fun.
This is the opening of the 39 steps, isn't it? Richard Hannay sitting in his flat, a bit bored and lonely, when the mysterious stranger turns up on his doorstep, on the run, desperate. Well, in the book it's a man, but in the film, the Hitchcock version, it's a woman. Please, she murmurs, don't turn on the light. Then she twitches back the curtains, just like you're doing, and peers down at sinister-looking men in Macs on the street corner below. Are there any?
No. Could I have a drink?
Of course. Tea? Coffee?
Do you have any vodka?
Richard Hannay wouldn't have vodka. He's not James Bond. If you asked him for a vodka martini, he'd think you were a foreigner or a homosexual. In the book, he drinks whiskey and soda.
I really don't care.
Sorry. Should I not mention the book? I mean, should I be playing it straight? It's just that, now it comes to it, I think I feel a bit stupid pretending to be Richard Hannay. I mean, out loud like this.
Could I have that drink? Please.
I haven't actually got any whiskey and soda. I don't drink much. There's a bit of gin and tonic for when people come round from the office.
Fine.
I was a bit bored and lonely myself, to tell you the truth. So, when I saw the advert in last month's edition of The Golden Dagger, I'm a big fan of John Buchan. I've still got the magazine somewhere. I'll just...
Don't touch the light switch!
Of course. Sorry. There was this logo. Imaginary holidays. We always go one better. Then it said something like, are you mad about Buchan? Recreate your favourite moments from the world of Richard Hannay in appropriate surroundings. Book today for our John Buchan weekend. Well, I phoned up straight away with my credit card number. I thought they'd send me a brochure or something. I imagined a country house hotel, lots of games and quizzes and dressing up. A chance to meet people. But I suppose appropriate surroundings is here, isn't it? Is that enough gin?
Yes, thank you.
Anyway, I'm ready to role play now. I think it's jolly clever. Not what I was expecting at all. But that's the secret of a good thriller, isn't it? Those unexpected little twists. It just takes a bit of getting used to. So, who's after you? Can you say? In the book, the mysterious agent spins Hannay a yarn.
Look, I don't care about the story.
No, I know. The mysterious agent makes it all up. He doesn't really want Hannay to know the truth. It's too big, and they're onto him. And all the time, the phone keeps ringing. Get on to that! I wouldn't dream of it. One of the men in Max is in the phone box on the corner, and the other one is standing looking up at the window. There isn't a phone box in my corner, actually, but I suppose these days they wouldn't need one, would they?
Can I have some ice with this?
Of course. I'm terribly sorry. I should have offered. I won't turn the light on in the kitchen. I'll just open the fridge. It'll give us a nice film noir effect. Would you like some lemon? Actually, I shouldn't leave you alone in the sitting room like this. In the film, when Hannay comes back into the sitting room, he finds the poor girl flat on her face in a pool of blood. What did you say? Rather gruesome, isn't it? Sorry, did you say lemon or... Oh, God. Oh, my God. And there she was, lying face down on the floor, in a pool of blood.
She was dead?
No, of course not. I don't think so.
You don't think so? Couldn't you make sure?
For a moment I thought she might be. Really dead. I wanted to kneel down and feel her pulse. You think you know how you're going to behave in an emergency, that you'll be sensible. Richard Hannay would have made sure. But the phone was ringing and ringing, so I picked it up. This voice answered. Of course, it must have been someone from Imaginary Holidays. And they said I was to leave the flat straight away and come to this address they gave me in Scotland. The old rectory, Newton Stewart. No explanation of how I was to get there. I don't have a car. So I grabbed my coat and my wallet. I thought, should I pack a little bag? But that would have been cheating. Anyway, that actress was having to lie on the floor waiting for me to leave so she could get up, I suppose. She was awfully good. So I went. I went to the station. It was too late for a train. I just wandered the streets. I was moved on by a policeman. That felt quite real. I think that's it, in a way. That's my holiday weekend. I've got to get to this place in Scotland. Like an initiative test.
Maybe that's just the beginning of it.
What do you mean?
Well, there'll probably be the rest of it when you get there. Hotel, quizzes, like you said.
Yes. Yes, that's why I thought you might be... When I saw you with the book on the same thing.
No, no. It's a coincidence. I'm just going to see a friend.
Oh, right. He settled back in his seat and watched the gentle English countryside sliding past. Opposite him, the girl dozed, but he could only watch and wake, alert to every sign of danger. And as she slept, he glanced every now and then at her lovely young face as it lulled against the cushions, lulled by the rattle of the wheels, going north, going north, going north.
Due to operating difficulties in the Cardiff area, the Homefront DIY Rail Company regret to announce that this train will be 50 minutes late arriving.
Hey, wake up, wake up. This is it. We have to change here.
That looks like the local train on the other platform.
I want to buy a paper. I'll see you on it.
I don't know when it goes.
It won't be long.
He stood on the platform, taking in lungfuls of the sparkling Caledonian air. Fresh as an ocean breeze. In his old tweeds and slouch hat, he blended easily with the gossiping crowd that jostled for the slow train. He rubbed shoulders willingly with the local folk, taking comfort from their friendly, honest faces.
You in a heart, do you want a drink?
No, thank you. It's a bit early for me, really. Thanks most awfully.
Are you refusing to have a drink with me?
Save you a seat.
Thanks.
Did you get your paper?
Yeah.
Then, if you're not reading it, could I,
What?
Could I borrow your copy of The 39 Steps?
I thought you'd read it.
I have.
Well, then what do you want to read it again for? It's a thriller, isn't it? I mean, if you know the ending, what's the point?
But you don't read just for the plot. I reread them quite often, actually, and they are exciting, even when you know what's going to happen. The writing is terribly good. Then there's the ambience, the whole world of it, the innocence. Something about the way things
yeah,
were.
When Britons ruled the waves and foreigners were funny and the working class knew their place.
No, no.
Here, have it. I don't mind.
And there's the landscapes. Buchan's very good at those.
If you want a landscape, you can look out of the window.
Oh, you're right.
The train had rolled into a wide stretch of moorland. Lochs gleamed among the heather. Curlews swooped and tumbled in the wind. Northwards, high hills shouldered up into the blue distance.
I wonder why we've stopped.
Perhaps we're nearly there.
Looks like the middle of nowhere to me.
It was a lovely spring day. The peaceful beauty descended on him like a blessing, and his old tracking instincts told him that pursuit was far behind.
Where did you say you lived?
Baron's Court.
James Street.
I don't remember telling you that.
You didn't?
Then,
Police are investigating the murder of an unidentified woman in a flat in James Street, West London. They wish to interview the owner of the flat, a civil servant who is believed to be on holiday.
Let me see.
There! There, down the bottom. Are you a civil servant?
Oh, my God. She was dead. She was really dead. Oh, God.
It sounds to me as though they may be looking for you.
But I didn't...
Kill her?
No! You've got to believe me. I'm just ordinary. I've never been in trouble with the police in my life. I couldn't kill anyone. I wouldn't know how. I didn't do it.
It's all right. I believe you.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, that poor woman. Lying there in all that blood. And I thought it was fake. This is a nightmare. Perhaps they don't suspect me. Perhaps they just want to eliminate me from their inquiries.
On the other hand, there may be a team of plainclothes policemen on this very train handing around your photograph.
Why do you think that?
Just take a casual glance down the aisle. Can you see into the next carriage? A couple of men making their way along very methodically, talking to everyone.
Ticket collectors?
They're not asking for tickets. They've got that plainclothes look about them, don't you think? They seem to be showing people something, asking them about it. A photograph, I think. Of you.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do?
Well, what did he do?
Who?
Richard Hannay.
Hannay? Well, he jumped from the train. In the film, they're on the fourth bridge.
And all we've got is a nice, shallow embankment.
What are you doing?
Come on. We've only got to get into those bushes.
But
Do you want to give yourself up?
No.
Then come on. Oh, shut the door. Oh, I'll do it.
I think I've broken my ankle.
Shh. We've got to get into the trees. Come on. Down here.
Oh. Definitely twisted it.
Still.
Can't make sure. Shh.
Going. We've done it. How's your ankle?
A bit bruised. I think it's all right. What are we going to do now?
Isn't that obvious? You've got to get to that address, the old rectory or whatever it's called. That's the only way you can find out what all this is about. There must be some explanation. You've got to keep running until you find it.
Yes, you're right. On the run.
He was on the run. He had to find what cover he could. Every man's hand was against him, and only one faint hope led him on. In that great wilderness, the heather must be his bed, and the lone curlew his only friend.
But what about you?
I'm coming with you.
Why? I mean, they might say you were an accessory.
I believe in you. I think you're innocent. I want to help you.
You're very kind. I don't know how to thank you.
Anyway, I'm not going to leave now, just when it's getting exciting.
Exciting?
Oh, come on, it is, isn't it? This is the real thing, isn't it? Better than books.
Yes. Right.
Suddenly he felt the spirit of adventure coursing through his veins. He had thrown off the fear of the hunted man. He was ready for anything.
I think you're wonderful. I mean, it's wonderful of you to help me. I don't care if they give me a miscarriage of justice and lock me up. It's worth it.
I don't see anything that could be mutant, Stuart.
There aren't many signs of civilization at all.
That looks like a farm down there. We could go down and ask them the way.
Yes.
A plume of smoke rose straight into the still air from the whitewashed herder's cottage below them, which tokened that inside, the crofter and his wife would be preparing their simple meal. He had no doubt they would greet him with the kindly shyness of moorland places, and, having the perfect breeding of all dwellers in the wilds, would ask no questions.
Yes? What do you want?
We were wondering...
Could you give us a glass of water? We saw the tap in the yard.
Help yourself if you like the tang of peat. Otherwise, come in and have a glass of something out of the fridge. I've got a little jug of martini on the go.
Oh, water would be fine.
I ran out of Pellegrino, I'm afraid. You'll have to make do with Highland Spring.
It seems a shame to have to buy it in a bottle.
If you saw what the farmers round here put on their fields, I assure you, you wouldn't want to drink straight from the springs.
You're not farmers, then?
And do I look the sort? The laird says we must grow our own vegetables. I shall be hoeing and digging all day. Not. There you are.
Thank you.
What about you and your wife? Just holidaying?
No, we're just...
Oh, we're lost. We're looking for Newton Stewart.
It's not far. Have you got a car?
No.
Now, this goes in for repair, as usual. The laird affects a pony and trap, but by the time I caught the little brute, harnessed him up and pointed him in the right direction, you could crawl there on your hands and knees. The laird does it for shopping once a week. I'll see if he's willing.
No, really.
It's very kind of you.
Darling! Visitors! He's supposed to be working.
Really, we don't want to disturb...
Any writing or doing a bit of research, what we call gawping at porn on the internet research. Darling!
He's a writer.
Nothing posh. Enough to keep hers in pony feed. Thrillers.
Thrillers? I'm very keen on John Buchan.
Not his style. He's more oversexed, ninja-trained CIA operatives. You'd recognise them if you saw them. All the titles consist of a proper name and an abstract noun. The Ishmael Conundrum, the Asmodeus Agenda. This one's set in Russia. It's called the Kamchatka Context. It's causing an agony, him knowing absolutely nothing about Russia. He got Kamchatka off the risk board.
I think I might have read one.
You wouldn't necessarily remember. We might have another martini. Are you sure you have...
We're happy to walk, if you could just give us directions.
Turn left after the cattle grid, up the hill, through the wood, across the valley, and just keep on going. It's only about 50 miles as the crow flies.
Can we have a rest? It's a bit steep.
When we get to the top, then we can.
Down!
What?
Down!
Why?
There's a car coming up the track to the farmhouse.
So?
They're getting out. Three men. Plain clothes?
Could be.
She's coming out, talking to them. She's pointing up here. Crawl backwards through the heather. You mustn't stand up. If you stand up on the top of the hill, they see your silhouette. Come on!
And he wants to plant the vines along there. Darling, they're here!
Okay.
I don't think anyone's ever tried to make wine in Scotland.
We prefer to see the onset of global warming as an opportunity. Why not take advantage? Darling! Along the side of the hill there, I think, where those two people are crawling.
Oh, I see.
Oh, those phenos.
What are we going to do?
What can we do?
Run. Come on. She said there was a wood on the other side of this hill. Maybe we can lose them in there.
I'm going to get my breath.
We've got to keep moving. They may be behind us.
I can't hear anything.
Let's go quietly. We don't want to give ourselves away.
I don't want...
Shh. I've got a feeling we're being watched.
But who?
There's someone out there.
A boss.
Did you see him?
Yes.
He's got a gun. And a gas mask. They put the SAS onto us. Oh, God. How can they have got here so quickly? Do they think I'm armed? Oh, my God. They shoot first. Then they finish you off with a revolver to the back of the head. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
If we just sit here, they'll get us. We've got to make a move.
No, no, wait.
Ah! I've been hit. They've shot me. Don't kill me. Don't kill me. I'm not armed. I'm bleeding.
Oh, green blood.
Green?
With your mask, you idiot!
You could have been hurt.
Let me see.
They're not from our lot. Are you with BBDC&P?
Don't shoot me. I'm innocent.
It's paint.
They're not players.
Paint?
They've just wandered in. Shut! Game over, everybody! Game over! Return to your baselines! Game over!
Oh, no.
Sorry, everybody.
This is private land.
We got lost.
That's all right. I'll show them to the roads, all right?
Okay, come on, everybody. This is an official restart.
Don't I know you? We met at a party.
I don't think so.
Would you like to have a go? We could find you a mask and a gun.
No, thanks.
You could be on my team. It's fantastic fun. Girls love paintballing. They think they won't, but they do.
Oh, we've got to get on, actually. We're doing our own thing.
What's that?
Sort of cross-country thing.
What, like orienteering?
Sort of.
Sorry about your jacket. Comes off with soap and water.
Is this the road?
Oh, yeah, just through the trees.
Right.
Thanks.
There's a pub down the road. Maybe see you there.
They swung down the dusty lane in the sweet June gloaming, and above them the first stars began to prickle through the soft, blue, moth-eaten blanket of the sky. They tramped together well enough. She with the bold stride of an adorable boy. He with a careless whistle on his lips. Somehow they had outwitted the keen brains and unsleeping vigilance of the British police force, and in that quiet county, they did not meet a living soul.
Car coming! Get down!
Oh, I'm not going to throw myself into the ditch every time a car passes. I'll never get anywhere.
They'll see you!
Well, I'm not wanted for murder, am I?
Hello again. Where's your friend?
You're having a lie down.
Want a lift? Pub's just round the corner.
We'll be all right, thanks.
What's that get you? You look like a pint of bitter, girl, to me. Do you like my car?
Bye.
See you in a minute.
He's following us.
Oh, well, I don't think it's you. He's after. He hasn't recognised you yet, has he? We could have had a lift.
I see a paper or something.
All right, right. I'll go into the pub and try and get some sandwiches. You just wait outside.
He was out in the cold again. The lights of the inn twinkled in the gathering darkness, but he was forbidden all human hospitality. Outlawed, with every man's hand.
Oh, shit, a policeman!
Aha!
He's recognized me.
Evening.
Hello.
This is it, then?
I suppose so.
You'd better come along with me, boy.
Yes.
Cheer up. Worse things happen at sea.
Do they?
Have a drink. You feel better.
That's awfully decent of you. Are you allowed to do that? On duty, I mean.
What about another one? Just a quick one.
Oh, no, I've got my friend waiting outside.
No, you haven't. He's coming in.
Oh, with a policeman?
That's not a policeman. That's Barry. Oi, Barry.
Hello, hello, hello.
What are you doing here, you bugger?
Good old Inspector Mullet.
What, another series?
We're shooting just down the road.
Why are you still wearing your costume?
John took a swing at Prunella. Verity arranged to cast dinner this evening so we can all get together and mend the bridge. edges. Speaking personally, I'd rather be disemboweled with a rusty knife. So I hopped upon my bicycle and departed.
Excellent. Barry does voiceovers for us.
The smooth, golden taste.
Ah, yes, a pint.
Allow me, and the lady, and young Cassius looks like he could do with one too. I think he thought I'd arrested him.
Impersonating a police officer was a serious offence.
So is murder.
I didn't kill her.
So, four pints then.
We're on a sort of adventure holiday, you see. It's called a John Buchan weekend. I'm Richard Hannay. We're on the run across country. It's all pretend.
Oh, I get you. Buchan. Great. Love him. We used him for a tights campaign. You may have seen the ad. Handcuffs and stockings.
No.
It's a brilliant bit.
It's not in the book.
It's in the film. Kenneth Moore.
No, that's the 1958 remake.
Anyway, Hannay gets caught by the police, and they handcuff him to this girl. Then he escapes, with this girl still handcuffed to him, and they end up in the bedroom of a pub. Big bed. Warm fire. Complete strangers. And she wants to take off her wet stockings, but there's his hand, handcuffed next to her, travelling up her thigh. Tremendously erotic. We just added a voiceover.
You don't need a helping hand with our tights, but you may get one.
Sales went up 54%.
I bought some.
Oh, matron. Are you wearing some now?
It's actually in the Hitchcock version, 1935. Robert Donat is Hannay.
Here we are. 4 pints of old Bishop's Pizzle.
It's a bit strong for me.
Strong?
Nah.
A dense fog of shag tobacco hung beneath the low rafters of the snuggery. All around was laughter and good cheer. The coal fire put a glow in the faces of his new friends and gleamed on their glasses of foaming ale. He sat back in a warm haze, leaning his weary back against the ancient oak settle. For a little while, in this oasis of warmth and haziness, he could rest. Rest. His young companion's clean, bright face glowed beautifully. Beautifully foaming, ancient glow. She was beautifully clean. He was safe with her beautiful, warm.
You're very beautiful. I think your friend's asleep.
He's not my friend, actually.
Isn't he?
I met him on the train coming up.
I thought you were on this cross-country thing.
No, that's all in his head. I met him at King's Cross, and he just latched onto me. He was acting very oddly, kind of a bit confused, if you know what I mean. And he said that there was a dead woman in his flat.
Was her?
He says he's left the body of a woman in his flat.
Do the police know?
I think they might be looking for him, and I've been trying to get him to talk to someone. He won't. He's in a bit of another world. Thinks he's Richard Hannay.
He's schizophrenia.
Could be.
We'd better take him in. What's his name?
I don't know.
Hey, What's your name?
Richard.
Right. Come on, Richard. Time to go.
Are we all going to fit in there?
Two in the back, two in the front.
There isn't any back.
I'll move the seats forward. Barry, if you press that button, the top comes down.
Hey!
He's picking it up for his crap out of it! Oh! I've got him!
Sorry, you all right?
Yes. Beautiful tackle.
You better keep hold of him.
Where did he do that?
Have you got any handcuffs for that costume?
Oh, no.
Here. Well, they look like the real thing.
One on him.
And no. One on...
No, you're not handcuffing me.
Come on, I'll keep him happy, just like the book.
How am I going to get this off? Is there a key with it?
Don't worry. I'll have something of this thing.
Slow down.
What the ocean plane? You're pissed.
So are you.
This is a high-performance car. It compensates for driver error.
Oh.
Oh, my head.
Out.
Ow!
Out of the car.
You're hurting me.
Run.
No.
I said run.
My wrist. Oh.
Barry, are you all right?
Oh, you bloody fool.
Down here.
Oh, I'm soaking.
Keep quiet. Take your breath for running.
Stay here till it's light.
Oh, I'm soaking.
I wouldn't take your tights off if I were you. I might strangle you with them. I'm a dangerous schizophrenic maniac. I wasn't asleep. I heard you. Why did you say those things to them? Why did you do that? I thought you believed me.
Well, you don't want it to be too easy, do you?
Easy? What do you mean? You're talking as though this was some sort of game.
Isn't it?
You saw the newspaper and the policeman. It's not a game. It's real.
I wonder if you can tell the difference anymore. You're so bound up in your stupid book.
It's not a stupid book. It isn't great literature.
No. It's a load of tosh, isn't it? I mean, basically, it's just a pile of fascist nonsense.
I thought you liked it. You sound exactly like my tutor.
What tutor?
I'm doing a course on 20th century literature. I chose it because I thought it might have something on Buchan, but he wasn't on the syllabus, of course. It's all terribly high-powered, James Joyce, that sort of thing. I can't make head or tail of it. So I used to try to bring him into the general debate. Buchan, I mean. Bill got annoyed.
I can imagine.
Bill doesn't like Buchan. He doesn't like him at all. He said the things you're saying. I got the feeling he really hated me for it.
Yeah, you could be right.
Why? I know it's fantasy. I know the difference between that and reality. I didn't kill that woman, and I don't know who did. Do you think I'm a murderer? Do you?
You're hurting me.
I prefer it, that's all. I prefer the fantasy because of who I am. I'm lonely, I'm boring, I'm nobody. I know I could never be like Richard Hannay. I wouldn't fell the villain with a left hook or get the girl, but I can dream about it. Everyone's allowed a bit of romance in their life, even if it's only from books. Like meaning and love. When you fall for someone, you don't really know them. You make them up. You see things in them that aren't really there. You only see the best in them, and then you long for this imaginary being. I thought that you were... That you... Oh, it doesn't matter. It's pathetic. It's sad. But it doesn't make me a schizophrenic or a maniac or a murderer. I can't cope with this anymore. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm going to turn myself in. We'll go and find a police station. Running away was a stupid idea. I should have just gone straight to the police. I know I'm innocent. And in the end, they'll realise it. At least then I'll take these handcuffs off and you can... Let's go.
No,
come on.
Please. Can't we wait till morning? I'm exhausted. I need to rest.
No, come on.
Please. Just a couple of hours.
All right. An hour or two.
Thank you. Then, when we get some of this straw together, I'd like to lie down.
Well, I suppose, which side?
I want to lie this way. If you put your arm out.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Thank you. Ooh, I'm a bit cold.
Yeah, that's the most cold.
There aren't any girls in the 39 steps, are there?
No. There's a sequel. Hannah meets a girl in that.
What's she like?
Girls in Buchan are always slim, boyish, and carry themselves with athletic grace.
You mean he was gay?
No. He just liked slim, boyish women. Like you. So do I. You can do that without being gay. They can be quite tough and brainy as well, the women, but they usually end up being comforted in Hannay's strong, manly arms. So, you can give the feminist lecture now as well if you want.
Oh, everyone likes to be comforted in strong, manly arms now and again. I'm still a bit cold. My tights are really soaking.
You'd better take them off, then.
You don't mind?
Why should I? I won't look.
You won't need to, will you?
sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's all right. It's not as erotic as stockings, is it?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, it's still cold. Can I cuddle up?
If you want.
Oh, you have to put your arm round. Yeah. There. Oh, is that all right?
Yes.
Comfortable?
Yes.
My clothes are a bit wet, actually. I think I might just take them all off. Your clothes feel a bit damp, too.
I don't know.
Is that not very romantic?
I thought it was a dangerous man.
Quite a nice one, though.
I thought you...
Kiss me. You're not going to give up, are you?
What?
You're not going to the police station in the morning, are you, Mr. Hannay?
Not if you...
Kiss me again. Richard? Hi, it's me. Quite close, in a barn. We're a few miles from the Black Swan at Crawford in the field somewhere. Well, we got a bit tangled up. We met some people. I thought maybe it would work if they took him in, but then he... No, no, it's okay. But we're handcuffed together. Yes, I know, but how do I get them off? I haven't got any. I've got some moisturiser. Okay, I'll try it. He's asleep. I had one dodgy moment. He decided to turn himself in and I had to dissuade him. Silly. Well, of course not. After all this, and forcing myself to read that wretched book. Anyway, I should be able to get him to you by tomorrow morning, okay? So am I. I'm crazy about you. See you tomorrow. Good night.
There's a stream down there. I had a wash.
You've got it off? The handcuff?
Yes. Moisturiser. Thin wrist.
Oh.
Go and dip your head in the stream. You'll feel better.
Oh! Oh, that's freezing.
That looks like a church spire down there.
Did you sleep all right?
Yeah, fine. And building.
I just wondered if you were comfortable. I wondered if...
Did you think it could be Newton Stewart?
Yes, I suppose.
We're nearly there. We've done it. Come on.
They had dodged the hunt. The sky was empty, and he could see nothing moving in that whole countryside. Against all the odds, their goal was in sight, and no cry of beaters or dogs broke the stillness.
They're behind us. Run for it.
They've seen us.
Look, the big house next to the church. That must be it.
We're not going
to
make it.
This is it. Look, the old rectory. Go on. You get in there. I'll hold them up.
But you can't...
Go on. I'm not the one they're after, am I? I can keep them.
I'm talking a bit.
I don't want you...
Go on!
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
I don't...
Go on!
Come on. Come on. Yes? Bill! Richard, what are you doing here? Bill! But... You want to come in?
I thought you were the postman. Is this just a social visit, or have you come for a bit of extra tuition?
I didn't know you lived here.
Do you mean this is a complete coincidence?
Yes, I mean, no.
Are you on holiday?
I don't know.
What? Sorry, there's a lot of policemen running around outside. Apparently there's a murder hunt going on up in the hills.
It's me they're looking for.
What?
It wasn't me.
They've got the wrong end of the stick, have they?
Yes. I was in my flat when this woman turned up. She seemed frightened. She asked for a drink, and when I came back, she was lying on the carpet in a pool of blood.
Sounds like the beginning of your favourite book.
That's what I thought. Then the phone rang, and a voice told me to come here.
Really? A mystery voice. Look, don't mind me saying this, but I've always thought you were a little, well, obsessed with Buchan and his books. For something that is really just pulp fiction.
It's not just...
The point I'm trying to make is, don't you think that perhaps you're a little confused? You seem to have trouble telling real life from literature.
But,
I mean, if you get obsessed by a violent, fascist, misogynistic thriller like that...
It is not...
And you started to lose touch with reality, then you might do for some poor woman.
But I didn't...
Of course you think you didn't. You've suppressed the memory of it. You've decided it all happened in a book. That's where you've been living since, isn't it? Since you killed her. In the book.
No, no, it's not like that.
On the other hand, if I had the time and energy, I might be tempted to do something like this just to teach you a lesson.
Do what?
Get someone to go to your flat, like my wife, for instance. She's an actress. She loves playing games. Then send you off on a wild goose chase, sort of saying, if you're so fond of living out an escapist fantasy, then see what it could really be like.
You mean it was all set up? You did this? But how?
Well, I'd need an accomplice, wouldn't I? There she is, talking to that policeman. See?
You know her?
Very well. Very well indeed.
Oh, Constable!
Yes, miss?
The man that you were looking for, I was...
Take the time, miss.
I was with him!
Sarge! Over here!
I've only just managed to...
It's all right, miss. You're safe now.
He's in that house! Over there!
Sarge!
I thought you said you were married. Separated. This house is part of my wife's property. Rather nice, isn't it?
Then this was all set up. She isn't dead. Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Who, my wife? She's dead, all right. They notified me last night. I'm going down to make a formal identification today. I'm very upset.
What?
You've lost it, haven't you? You don't know where you are. Poor sod. You probably didn't know what you were doing when you killed her. And now you can't even admit it. Even to yourself.
But...
Open up! Police! Help! Get away from me!
What are you doing?
Help!
Bill! You're mad!
Help me! He's trying to kill me!
But...
Now then, sonny, let's not have any more trouble.
Bring that cop, Sean!
He's already wearing some!
Well, Pete, some more on him then! Bill's wife must have thought it was a practical joke. And then, when I went into the kitchen, she must have let him in and he stabbed her. Then he nips out again, rings on his mobile, and drives up to Scotland to wait for me. And then she, the girl, is sent to make sure I get there, but not too quickly. All the time she was encouraging me, leading me on, she kept saying, what would Richard Hannay do? What would Richard Hannay do? But it was all a deception. You read the book?
No.
But you must have seen the film.
No. I'm only the duty solicitor, you know. Perhaps you have a solicitor, someone you know that you'd rather deal
with
this.
No, I don't have anyone.
Okay. You'll come up before the magistrate sometime tomorrow. I'll ask for bail, but we probably won't get it. Do you have a criminal record?
No.
Is there someone who could give you a character reference?
My boss. I've been there 6 years.
Where's that?
The Home Office.
That might do it. Normally, you wouldn't have the faintest hope, frankly.
But
the address, the one you were told on the phone, did you write it down at any point?
No.
But you are sure about all of this?
Yes.
You don't want to change anything?
No.
The statement you give me now is the foundation of our case for your defence. We call it a proof. Sooner or later, you'll have to go before a jury and say all of this. I think I ought to warn you, if you change your story, it looks very bad. They're far more likely to think you're guilty.
Why should I change it? It's true.
Okay.
You don't believe me?
It's not up to me. It's up to the jury. We'll have to try to convince them.
But I'm innocent. It's obvious.
And the accused said he was on holiday.
I think they said they were orienteering. But they weren't, clearly. He was obviously in trouble.
He kept going on about Richard Hannay.
I think perhaps he thought he was Hannay. He didn't really know where he was.
And then she told us what he'd said about the dead body. I mean, he'd admitted it, really. We thought we'd better take him to the police. So we made a run for it.
It was pure coincidence. He said he was going to see Bill, Mr. Ellis. Bill teaches me at college. He was confused, distressed. I thought I should look after him, help him. But then when the car crashed, he dragged me away into the fields.
It must have been a dreadful ordeal for him.
Yes.
And how did he behave towards you?
He threatened to kill me. He said he would strangle me. He said I shouldn't take my tights off. Or he would strangle me with them.
My wife and I separated a year ago. It was all perfectly amicable.
And she told you she had seen the accused?
She met him once at one of our adult education parties, I think. She said he rather latched on to her. Lonely, you know. She went round to see him once or twice. I think she felt sorry for him. We knew he was a bit unbalanced. In my class, he used to go on and on about John Buchan. But I think he was really trying to kill me. If the police hadn't arrived...
Thank you, Mr. Ellis.
They're lying.
All of them?
No, it's the two of them. They, what do you call it, framed me.
The problem is that the more you go on about this holiday business, the more paranoid you sound. The prosecution are trying to make the jury see you as an obsessive, a fantasist.
I wish I'd never read a thriller. I wish they'd never been invented. It wasn't like that.
But we haven't got a shred of evidence to stop them thinking that way. We've no witnesses to call. There is nothing to back your story.
Oh, the ad in the magazine.
No such advertisement. You know I checked the magazine. I'm sorry. If things go badly tomorrow, you might need someone to collect some stuff for you. You'll be allowed books and so on.
I don't want any books. I suppose there are one or two things. Can I go back to my flat tonight?
It's sealed up at the moment. Scene of the crime. But I could go round at some point if you like. Where is it?
I thought you'd been there.
No. Why?
Well, to check the magazine. You said you checked it.
I went to the library. They had a copy.
The library? You mean you didn't look at the copy in my flat?
An advertisement would have been in every...
No, it wouldn't. Only mine would have been doctored.
I really don't think...
It's the only explanation. Don't you see?
Oh, God, and now it's too late. They'll have gone back and got it, destroyed it.
They can't. The flat's sealed up.
That wouldn't stop them. Let's go and see. Please, please, we must.
Can you hurry up? If we're caught, there could be serious consequences.
I don't see what difference it makes if I'm going to be convicted tomorrow.
I wasn't totally thinking about you. Have you found it?
Oh, I find each edition when I've read it. I've got rather a large collection.
Congratulations. Is it there?
No.
Look, I think we'd better go.
I must not have got around to... It must be somewhere.
Come on.
Wait. Ah, here it is. Ah, down behind the cabinet. Must have fallen.
Well...
Here.
Are you mad about John Buchan? Recreate your favourite moments. I think I owe you an apology. Look, Richard, if I'd been...
Shh. There's somebody coming. Quick, in the bedroom.
See? The door's not even locked. You're talking rubbish.
Oh,
it's them. We can walk it. We're together. We've got our money. We've done it. This is the last thing, and then we're home, free.
Look, I don't care about the money.
And spending the rest of your life behind bars doesn't bother you.
Well, we could leave the country.
And then what would we do?
I'm going to call the police. I just don't think I can go through with it.
You're crazy. All this because you're feeling sorry for that stupid little...
Let go of me!
Where are you going? Throw everything away because of him.
Richard!
I can't allow that.
Bill, no!
What are you doing here?
Let go of her.
Richard, look out!
First visitor.
Am I?
I'll put it another way. You're my only visitor.
Oh.
How's your hand?
Okay. The bullet went straight through. The other one hurts almost as much.
You broke his jaw.
I've never hit anyone before.
You must be a natural, Mr. Hannay.
Oh, I don't think so. I went to visit him.
I'm not the only one, then.
His psychiatrist asked me. He's not settling in. I didn't want to. He wouldn't see me anyway.
Did they... suggest that you visit me?
No. I wanted to see you. I want to say I'm sorry.
Sorry? What? For what? Oh, putting us in prison instead of you.
Just for how everything turned out.
I didn't do so badly. I'll be out in 6 or 7 years if I'm good. If you come and see me every so often, the time will positively fly by.
I've... brought you some books.
Anything by him?
Oh, I've gone off him.
Have you?
Yes.
I've spoilt him for you, haven't I?
Never mind.
So, who have we got?
I've got you these.
The Wooden Horse. The Great Escape.
Yes.
Colditz, the True Story. I'll enjoy this.
Have a look at page 39.
What?
Page 39. Look, look, not now.
What's this?
Shh, don't.
A nail file.
Put it away, they'll see you.
What's this for, Richard?
Put it away.
You have been listening to The John Buchan Weekend, written by Robin Brooks, in which the coffee man,
cappuccino, espresso, double espresso, latte, latte grande,
and Carl,
with your mask, you idiot, you could have been hurt,
and the council,
must have been a dreadful ordeal,
were played by Nick Murchie. Jessica. And the writer's wife,
darling,
were played by Helen Atkinson Wood. Sebastian.
You could be on my team.
It's fantastic fun. Girls love paintballing. They think they won't, but they do.
Was played by Simon Walters. Barry, the fake policeman.
Hello, hello, hello.
And Bill.
Don't you think that perhaps you're a little confused? You seem to have trouble telling real life from literature.
We're played by Nigel Cook. The solicitor.
With no witnesses to call, there is nothing to back your story.
Was played by Lucy Robinson. And starring Emily Wolfe.
Everyone likes to be comforted in strong, manly arms now and again. My tights are really soaking.
As the girl. And Alan Cox.
I prefer the fantasy because of who I am. I'm lonely, I'm boring, I'm nobody. I know I could never be like Richard Hannay.
As Richard Hannay himself. With thanks to Bernard Herrmann for the music from Vertigo and North by Northwest. The play was produced and directed.
Can we just try that one more time, please?
By Clive Brill, and was a Watchmaker production for BBC Radio 4.